day three since I hired my maid. All I did was give her a simple task of going to Victoria's Secret and picking out some items. Last time, of course, she didn't do that. She wrote it down instead of speaking. All she had to do was just say what she wanted. I spied on her, so I knew exactly that she didn't follow the directives. So when she walked in, carrying her bag of Victoria's Secret, so proud of herself, I was frowning. You got all nervous. Mistress, what's wrong? Well, I said, I know that you didn't speak to the salesperson as I had told you. Instead, you just went in there and handed her the note. You looked downward. Embarrassed. You should have been embarrassed. So now, since you didn't follow my order, you're going to have to do it again. You're going to have to turn right back around and exchange those items. You're going to have to tell the salesperson that you bought the wrong items. And this time, you're not allowed to buy sale items. Only the ones that are full price. Everything has to be regular priced, and I want to see the humiliation on your face when you go and try to exchange. Well, luckily you just bought them, so they should take it back. But otherwise, yeah, it's really hard to return lingerie. And this time, honey, make sure that you speak. You look so embarrassed. Is there a problem? No, you say, and turn back around again. You might be a little bit difficult to train, but I think you're going to be just fine. It is, after all, sometimes the most stubborn of men that become the most loyal of sissies. This time, I'm going to be the one that spies on you. You don't know this yet. I wait for you to pull out of the parking lot. And then I put on my black leather coat. It's going to be a fun night. Are you addicted to me yet? Don't worry, you will be soon. This is Mistress Simone, and you can call me at 1-800-601-6975. Or you can stalk me at www.kinkyphonemistress.com. Thank you, boys.